a series of webinars that we've been conducting with medical officers of health and other public health physicians in Canada. I have no relationships or conflicts to disclose. So I always say that I have the absolute best job now. I run a center that is funded by the Public Health Agency of Canada, and our job is to help ensure that public health professionals in Canada have the knowledge and skills to use the best available evidence in their program planning. There are actually six of us in the country that all focus on different topics, one with determinants of health that's on the East Coast, and then we go right through the country, one on healthy public policy, mine, which is around knowledge translation, infectious diseases, environmental health, and also Aboriginal health. But today I'm going to talk to you about a competency-based training webinar series that started out first with residents who were in public health preventive medicine programs. This was webinars done for them and has now expanded every year to include a growing list of physicians, medical officers of health, practicing physicians, and now even expanding more recently with GPs. So the series it started out as actually some residents that came to do practicums with us at the National Collaborating Center. And from there, they identified some learning needs that they felt this group of organizations, these National Collaborating Centers, could assist them with. So we started out that initiative, and then we've now developed a partnership with the Public Health Physicians of Canada, where we co-lead this initiative, and also to develop accredited continuing medical education for physician specialists. So our objectives started out from the National Collaborating Center. So the NCCPH is the name of our program, which is the National Collaborating Centers for Public Health. Our objectives in this were to reflect the needs of practitioners, to strengthen linkages between public health researchers and practitioners, to support and engage all major public health disciplines, and to involve relevant stakeholders in planning and implementing this webinar series. And then the Public Health Physicians of Canada also had their own objectives, which is to promote the role of PHPM specialists in the Canadian healthcare system, to promote their continuing professional competence, and also to provide leadership in developing continuing professional development initiatives for this type of practitioner. And so we've really come together in this partnership where we've seen that there are opportunities to collaborate and to be able to offer something that either group alone likely can't achieve on their own. So, well, every year we start in the summer, actually, by doing a needs assessment. We conduct an online survey of public health physicians to identify what their learning needs and preferences are for the coming year of our webinars. This was in the past year was sent to 240 public health physicians and residents, and our survey was completed by 61 individuals. So we need to do a little bit of work in terms of upping that response rate, but at least we had those 61. And the things that we heard, one of the things we wanted to know was how they wanted those webinars to be formatted. So you can see here that the most prominent, what people wanted were case-based discussions, multiple short presentations, traditional lectures, panel discussions, and at the bottom there were a journal club where you might be reviewing a particular article. We then asked them what their competency gaps are. So competencies for public health physicians have been developed in Canada, and so we asked folks to identify for us where they felt they had the largest gaps, and we used this information to then help identify the types of topics that webinars could be presented on. So as you can see here, policy planning and program development is at the top of the list where participants identified a gap. Investigating and mitigating immediate risks to health was second, monitoring and assessing the health of the public third, and you can see as we go on down the list. We then further asked them to identify specific health topics, and we can see here that at the top of the list was risk communication, the healthy built environment, food safety and security, shale gas, public health ethics. And then we used this list to actually then pair that with the topics, the areas of expertise that the six NCCs could contribute to. And from that came up with a list of webinars that were conducted from October 2014 through till March 2015. We then move into webinar planning, and this is done with an interdisciplinary group of representatives that represent the Public Health Physicians of Canada, residents in the public health preventive medicine programs across the country, as well as representatives from the six national collaborating centers. And from this, topic selected from the priority learning needs and topics of interests were identified, and then the scientific planning committee was responsible for overseeing the development, planning, implementation, and evaluation of the webinars. So seven webinars were conducted between October and March. We had five acting or former medical officers of health as guest presenters in those webinars. We had a total of 126 participants. You can see here the majority being practicing public health physicians, 39 residents, and then 25 other health professionals. And of the 62 practicing physicians, 30 of those were either medical officers of health or associate medical officers of health. So we were really pleased. Last year was the first year that this was opened up to practicing physicians, and we were really pleased to see that many joining us. We then conducted, after the webinars were all completed, an evaluation to see how we were doing. We had 49 responses, so a 39% response rate, 29 of those being the practicing public health physicians, and then you can see their residents and other health professionals. What this graph shows here is what motivated participants to join us on the webinar. So we can see here that interest in the event topic is really key. So I think this demonstrates the importance of really getting input into the topics beforehand. The opportunity to learn new knowledge and skills, relevance of the content to their practice. The option to acquire CME is in the middle there, but still fairly sizable motivation. In the first 2 years of these webinars, they were not accredited, and so we did see an increase in use once they were accredited. Then we can see here the opportunity to learn about resources for skill development and a few more down there. So in terms of how the satisfaction with the content and the format, you can see here that overall, participants were very happy with what was presented. They felt what was presented was fair and balanced. It was relevant to their practice. It was consistent with the stated objectives. It was targeted at the appropriate level. It was provided, clear evidence was provided to support the content, and the webinar format was effective for learning about the topic. We also assessed whether or not they intended to use the information presented and whether or not the webinar met their expectations, and you can see here that we scored very highly on both of those. So in terms of lessons learned, what we identified was that it's really important to develop the content for continuing professional development around the learner's needs and also tying it to the competencies that they need to demonstrate. That it's important to provide opportunities for explicit and tacit knowledge sharing. The webinars always had a component where there was a presentation. As I said, the medical officers of health actually being involved in doing those presentations, and then time for discussion, question and answer period after, and then collaborating with partners on shared objectives. So this was really a unique opportunity that we had to reach out to an already existing group that has a similar but different objectives and mandate and to find some common ground to offer this resource. What's next? So now we're looking to add for this coming year other physician specialties where we can invite others to attend the webinars. So for example, a number of the topics are around infectious diseases, and while we would have seek from our survey the needs of public health physicians. Once we've identified some topics, if there are some, for example, around infectious diseases, we will then invite others to attend. Self-directed learning activities, and then competency mapping exercise by peer reviewers. So looking to see how we can actually map the topics and the information that would be gained to particular competencies that need to be demonstrated. We have already conducted our survey for this year, and we're about to start implementing our 15, 2015-16 webinar series starting this month. And we'll have now two webinars happening over the next 6 months. And I'll stop there. Thank you.